The blue waters of San Francisco Bay and the Pacific Coast may be beautiful, but they're hardly pure.
The water that we swim in, that we sit on the beach next to, that we look out across, is being polluted today by significant amounts of sewage from the cargo ships and the cruise liner ships that come into our bays and go up and down the coast. The water carries pathogens because the sewage is untreated, which are a danger to wildlife, everything from the gray whales that migrate along our coast to birds and sea life, but also to humans.
So Jared Blumenfeld, Regional Administrator for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, is announcing new rules under the Federal Clean Water Act to create a no-discharge zone in California state waters.
We're proposing a federal rule change that will create a California no-discharge zone along the entire length of the state, which is about 1,600 miles. The new regulations will prohibit ocean-going ships larger than 300 tons, which is really every large container ship and every large cruise ship that comes into California waters. It will prevent about 20 million gallons of raw sewage from going into California coastal waters every single year.
Protecting that long coastline is important, but Blumenfeld, who was San Francisco's environmental director before he was appointed to the EPA post last January, says the inland bays will reap the greater benefits, especially fragile subregions such as San Pablo Bay.
The average depth is about 12 feet. It's fairly murky water already in both the Petaluma and the Napa rivers. They're very fragile ecosystems, and having raw sewage when the ships are going up through Vallejo being dumped in that area is potentially devastating. We don't know the exact impact, and it's very difficult to delineate what sewage is going where within the bay ecosystem, but we just know that the pathogen loads at the moment in the bay are unacceptable.
Finalizing the new regulations is a key step in a process that the state initiated back in 2005, Blumenfeld says, and after a 60-day comment period plays out, he expects the new rules will go into force early next year, and thousands of ships will be affected.
In San Francisco Bay, there's about 800,000 people that are on cruise ships. If you imagine each of those people flushing the toilet and the sewage just going into the bay, that's what we have today. Large numbers of container ships. The difference between the two is that on a container ship, there are a lot more of them, but there's only 15 to 20 people on these massive container ships, whereas the cruise ships have upward of 3,000, 4,000 people on some of them.
Although he would prefer to see the discharge ban extend much more than 3 miles offshore, Blumenfeld says the EPA lacks authority to do that, or even to require foreign registered ships to implement an on-dock discharge system to keep their waste out of the water altogether. But he doesn't expect resistance to the new discharge rules.
Mostly the costs are very minimal for the shippers themselves. They need to plan better, and they need to make sure they're not discharging in California coastal waters. But the costs to them are well within the margin of what is reasonable.
Implementing these changes won't completely eliminate sewage discharges into California's coastal waters, but it is expected to reduce them by about 80%. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.